Every year, millions of sockeye salmon return to Bristol Bay, headed for spawning grounds in area rivers. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game has counting projects on several rivers throughout the region to give managers a sense of how many fish enter rivers to spawn. But less is known about what happens to outbound juvenile fish each spring. Research teams on three rivers that flow into Bristol Bay have been studying those baby fish called smolt for the past few years. KDLG's Molly Dishner checked in with the team studying smolt near the village of Igiagig and Lake Iliamna.
It's a little past 1 a.m. in Igiagig, and I'm headed down the Quidrac River to a fish trap set up to catch sockeye salmon smolt. Researchers from the Bristol Bay Science and Research Institute are working on a study of smolt abundance, and the trap is how they collect fish each night to take a fin for genetic samples, scales for aging, and record certain information about the smolt, including lengths and weights. Smolt are juvenile salmon that have spent the first part of their life growing up in the freshwater. This is one of three sites where BBSRI is studying smolt in Bristol Bay, in partnership with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. The information collected here, and at similar projects on the Ugashik and Igigik rivers, provides a picture of the conditions smolt are in as they swim downstream, leaving the lake where they've grown for the past year or two, headed for the ocean where they'll spend the next phase of their lives. Matt Namath is the project manager for BBSRI's smolt program.
Well, it's important to study smolt because it gives us an opportunity to see how the fish are doing halfway through their life cycle instead of waiting until the very end when they come back as adults. And if we have smolt data paired with the adult data that come back, then we can start to learn a lot more about the fish.
Eventually, when there's a better understanding of how smolt features correlate with the number of salmon swimming back, information on smolt could be used to help with run forecasts. But for tonight, we're just fishing in the dark. Namath says the crew captures smolt at night to try for a representative sample of the fish migrating downstream.
We capture the fish at night because that's when we can get the most representative sample of the fish that are going by. Most of the smolts emigrate at night, and we know from the sonar data that when they migrate at night, they're distributed unusually close to the surface. And that's where our trap is, and so we can capture the largest proportion of the run.
Back on the river, there's one last band of pink light ahead of us and a bright moon behind us. That's about as dark as it gets in Igiagig this time of year. Dirk Middleton and Chris Seawright pull the trap away from shore and start fishing. Logan Ravey keeps the second boat ready in case it's needed to help move the trap. Once the trap is secure near the middle of the river, we pull in to wait. It's warm, and the crew keeps reminding me that I've lucked out on the weather. Smolts show up in the trap, and Chris explains how it works.
It's called an incline plant trap because it's got the incline that comes up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're fishing further down in the front than in the back. It's almost like a sluice box, almost.
The trap fishes about 3 feet deep in a pretty fast section of river. Smolt typically run close to the surface at night when predators aren't out. The crew samples fish almost every night for the month that the project operates, trying to capture 600 sockeye smolt in about 2 hours. Tonight they're done much sooner. It's probably about an hour from the time we head down the river to the time we get back to the bunkhouse carrying 6 buckets with smolt in them. For KDLG, I'm Molly Dishner.